Chapter 4. The Cowardly Lion. Dorothy, Toto, and their new friends followed the yellow brick road through the forest. They could hear many strange noises from animals. Dorothy was frightened, and Toto walked very close to her. Then they heard a very loud noise, and a big lion ran into the road. The lion hit the scarecrow and the Tin Woodman. Then the lion opened its mouth and it tried to eat Toto. Dorothy quickly hit the lion on the nose. "Don't hurt Toto!" she shouted. "He's only a little dog, and you're a big lion. You're a coward."
"I know," said the lion sadly. "I am a coward." "But lions are the strongest animals in the forest," said the scarecrow. "I know, but I'm a coward," said the lion, and he started to cry. "I'm frightened of people and other animals, and it makes me very sad. What can I do?" "You can come to the Emerald City with us," answered the scarecrow. "I'd like the Wizard of Oz to give me a brain. The Tin Woodman would like a heart, and Dorothy would like to go to Kansas."
"Could the Wizard of Oz give me courage?" asked the lion.
"We can ask him," said the scarecrow.
"I'd like to go with you," said the lion.
"Please come," said Dorothy. "You can protect us on our journey. Other animals will run away from us because they are frightened of you." The five new friends walked through the forest all day, and they slept under a big tree that night. They made a fire, and Dorothy and Toto finished the bread.
"What will we eat now?" Dorothy asked.
The kind scarecrow found some fruit trees, and he put lots of apples and oranges in Dorothy's basket for the journey.